Unit 10. People and Opinions. Reading 1.
Barack Obama's keynote address at the Democratic National Convention. Tonight is a particular honor for me because, let's face it, my presence on this stage is pretty unlikely. My father was a foreign student, born and raised in a small village in Kenya. He grew up herding goats and went to school in a tin roof shack. His father, my grandfather, was a cook, a domestic servant to the British. But my grandfather had larger dreams for his son, through hard work and perseverance. My father got a scholarship to study in a magical place, America, that shone as a beacon of freedom and opportunity to so many who had come before him. While studying here, my father met my mother. She was born in a town on the other side of the world, in Kansas. My parents shared not only an improbable love, they shared an abiding faith and the possibilities of this nation. They would give me an African name, Barak, or Blessed, believing that, in a tolerant America, your name is no barrier to success. They imagined me going to the best schools in the land, even though they weren't rich, because in a generous America, you don't have to be rich to achieve your potential. Tonight, we gather to affirm the greatness of our nation, not because of the height of our skyscrapers or the power of our military, or the size of our economy. Our pride is based on a very simple premise, summed up in a declaration made over 200 years ago. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is the true genius of America, a faith in simple dreams, an insistence on small miracles, that we can tuck in our children at night and know that they are fed and clothed and safe from harm. That we can say that we think, write what we think, without hearing a sudden knock on the door. That we can have an idea and start our own business without paying a bribe. That we can participate in the political process without fear of retribution, and that our votes will be counted. And fellow Americans, I say to you tonight, we have more work to do. More work to do for the workers I met at Galesburg, Illinois, who are losing their union jobs at the Maytag plant that's moving to Mexico, and now they're having to compete with their own children for jobs that pay $7 an hour. More to do for the father I met who is losing his job and choking back the tears, wondering how he would pay $4,500 a month for the drugs his son needs without the health benefits that he counted on. More to do for the young woman in East St. Louis, and thousands more like her who have the grades, have the drive, have the will, but don't have the money to go to college. People don't expect the government to solve all their problems, but they sense deep in their bones that with just a slight change in priorities, we can make sure that every child in America has a decent shot at life, and that the doors of opportunity remain open to all.